This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Grand Traverse County, the local health department, Munson, Traverse City Area Public Schools, and Northwestern Michigan College held a joint press conference this afternoon. They addressed local response to the coronavirus pandemic. IPR's Taylor Wisner was at the press conference. She joins me live over the phone to fill us in. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So what's the latest?
So the message that the county is sending out is that they're being really proactive about preparing for the coronavirus to come to Grand Traverse. They echo the message that it's not if the virus will come to Traverse City, but when, like we've been hearing all over the place. Officials say that the virus is coming very soon, and the outbreak is rapidly evolving. One official said it seems like it's changing every 6 hours. So the thing that they have stressed they're doing is they're deferring to the medical experts on this. So that's the CDC, that's state health department, and the local health department, as well as working with the hospital. So what they're doing is each day they're doing a daily planning meeting among the educators in the county, the health workers, the health department, and just making sure they're on the same page so that they're prepared for when the virus hits. The health department also has its own pandemic preparedness plan. So it's looked at scenarios like this before, an influenza outbreak specifically. And so the people in the health department are working around the clock to coordinate the county's response. The health department also says so far there's only been one person in the county that's been tested for COVID-19 and it came back negative. In the state, there are 16 cases of COVID-19 that have come out positive. None have been reported in northern Michigan.
Speaking of those tests, have there been any updates on test availability?
The department says the state now has the ability to test 1,000 people. Earlier this week, it only had enough testing supplies for 400 people. Still, Munson says it's not necessarily recommending that people get tested if they have COVID-19. They say because the symptoms are mild for most people, the hospital recommends people stay at home and stay away from others.
So when should someone get a test?
Yeah, so the hospital also hasn't made a specific recommendation on that. They say that they don't necessarily have the long-term supplies for that, so they recommend they talk with their doctor first to determine if that test is needed. The doctor and the health department will coordinate that decision, and they say they're looking at CDC criteria for whether or not a test is necessary. In the event that they do want to take a test or have a test done, they will work, all those groups will work to find an appropriate location where a medical team can test the person in protective gear.
Did they have any other updates for us?
The only other thing is that the health department really has mentioned that the state is putting together a hotline for coronavirus questions. The state hasn't made this announcement public yet, but the county health department says soon people will be able to call that number and have their questions answered.
That was IPR's Taylor Wisner at a local response to the coronavirus pandemic press conference. Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks, Kendra.
As cases of the coronavirus mount in Michigan, we will keep you up to date on what's happening up north. Tune in to IPR News for updates or visit interlochenpublicradio.org for the latest news on COVID-19.